Mary Beth Wythe's voice is familiar to people in Homer who've heard her over the KBBI airwaves during regular broadcasts of city council meetings. Wythe has served as Homer's mayor for 2 terms. Before that, she served on Homer City Council for 8 years. Wythe says she's running because she's frustrated with current District 31 Representative Paul Seaton.
The current representative has taken the habit of representing his views as opposed to necessarily focusing on what the council is asking or needing. That's a little frustrating.
The 56-year-old grew up in Oregon and Washington State and moved to Alaska in 1973. Wythe has worked at Homer Electric Association for almost 30 years. She has a Master's of Public Administration and a Bachelor's of Business Administration from the University of Alaska Southeast. Wythe says she would make cutting the permanent fund dividend and implementing taxes a last resort.
I think that before we approach citizens for additional contribution to managing or funding the state, we need to make sure that we have done everything we can to look at services that are provided, expenses that the state incurs, and determine that they are at the appropriate levels.
If revenues go up, taxes should go down, she says, and generally she's not a fan of state sales or property taxes. Wythe says that oil and gas tax credit reforms are necessary to balance the state's budget, but not an across-the-board cut. Wythe says she does believe in climate change. At a recent public candidate forum, she said she believes that development of renewable energy is important, but financially challenging. Wythe said she's pro-life and supports maintaining women's health services independent of Planned Parenthood. She says she would support defunding Planned Parenthood. In addition, Wythe says she does not support the state's new commercial marijuana industry because she believes marijuana is a gateway drug. Wythe says if she's elected, she'll try to move the legislature toward a more collaborative approach.
When I moved to Alaska, Alaska was self-sustaining because the people that lived in our area worked together to make sure everybody could be successful and could survive. And I think we're getting back to a place where we're going to have to become reliant on one another again.
In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.